Good morning, everyone. Where's my grown folks at out there? This is your hostess with the mostest, Donna Smith, aka Lady D. I am stopping by this morning to, just share some love and positivity in your day. I know someone needs that. I need that. We all need that. You know, love is so delicate and important, and it comes in all different forms, shapes, and whatnots. You know, positivity is a must, it's a plus, you know. And I had a thought about gossipy people. You know, I've had stories come to me in one way and turn around and change its total shape, color, size, weight, and everything by the time it went down the line for a few others to kind of change the meaning and the dynamics of the message and the gossip to their own understanding. And I just want to say, stop the damn gossiping. You know, it's ridiculous. I see it, I hear it. I've been a part of people gossiping about me. I've been a part of people telling me that gossip is out there about them. It's ridiculous. And you know, the thing about it is, what's so sad is I don't even know if it's if it can be stopped. I think some thrive on the messiness and the gossip mill and wanting to be all up in other people's business. And hell, they can't even handle their own business. That's what's so hilarious. You know, usually those who are gossiping, they have a host of things going on in their own life that they can't even balance, understand, or deal with. So, what do? They become preoccupied in other people's lives and business. What do they gain? I guess gratification and fulfillment in knowing that they have gossiped. It's ridiculous. You know, I can think of 1,001 other things to focus on and do and accomplish in your lifetime, in your day, in your week, in your month, in your year, than to be gossiping about somebody else. Because me personally, I don't have the time or the energy to be worrying about somebody else's gossipy mess. You know, and the thing about it is, gossip is not usually in a positive form. It comes about in a negative form. Folks that are gossipy and messy seem to focus on the negative things, you know, what's happening bad in a person's life, or what a person has not accomplished, or what a person don't have, or who a person is laying with, or why they're not being treated in a way by their mate in a good fashion. I mean, just, it goes on and on and on. But when it comes to someone's accomplishments, perhaps they've done something positive. Perhaps they've, you know, put out a new song or landed a promotion or opened up a new business or things of that nature, or even found a new mate that has been very inspirational in their lives. Folks don't want to give a shout out on a positive tip about any of that. What is wrong? I'd like for us to talk about this for a minute. You know, what's your thoughts? Why do people trip? Today is Why Do People Trip Thursday. That's what I'd like to say. So anyway, on that note, I am heading to handle my day and I'm looking for my coffee. Where my coffee at? You grown folks, you have a wonderful day. I'll be back at you. Think about what I've said. Let it marinate. What do you have to say? Have you ever gossiped? And if so, was it good or was it bad? Take care. This is your hostess with the mostest, Donna Smith. I am podcasting live on anchor.com. Chime in. Love to hear you. Have a great day.